Hello, Taylor.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing?
We are fantastic. Thanks for taking the time to call in.
No, thank you for having me, man.
Yeah. So first thing I noticed, and I'll just be blunt, you look hot AF on the front of this new record.
Jackson!
I'm sorry. Well, she does.
Well, I say thank you very much. Thank you very much, sir.
You look like a badass. You're on a motorcycle. Tell us the story behind that artwork.
We wanted to make a kind of a classic rock and roll album cover for a single. You know, something, it had to be something as bold as the song. So that was kind of the point. We shot it in New York right before quarantine happened. So luckily we got all the album art photo shoots and like literally like 2 days before quarantine started. So that was fortuitous timing. We shot it with Danny Hastings, who shot the Going to Hell cover. So it was great to work with him again. Love that guy. It was a really great shoot and really fun. And I'm glad it's out in the world now.
Have you ever seen Judas Priest in concert?
I've never seen them in concert in person, but I've seen some of their shows on like, you know, Access TV or whatever. Yeah.
Well, Rob Halford used to ride a Harley onto the stage.
I've seen that. Yep, I've seen that. I can't actually ride a motorcycle, but motorcycles are very ingrained in my life, and that my dad rides Harleys. A lot of my friends ride Harleys. Kato, our producer, obviously rode Harleys. He passed on a Harley, that's why this single cover is kind of an homage to him.
Right.
So there is, you know, the rock and roll.
I think the only person who likes this image more than Jackson is me. I actually tried to buy the poster of it and already it's sold out. So I'm going to have to get my hands on that one way or another.
Sold out already?
Yeah. Well, I couldn't find it on your website. So a lot of people must like it.
Oh, crap. Well, I'll have to get you guys one. I'll sign one and send it to you.
Oh, yay.
That would rock. Speaking of rock, Death by Rock and Roll, due out later this year. So is the single indicative of what the rest of the album's going to sound like? Or
the single is just the tip of the iceberg of the album, guys. It really is. It's, I mean, there's a lot of common themes and stuff that run throughout the album, but it's really a journey. Like, each song is really its own world, and it is a record that's meant to be listened to from front to back, so you follow this journey that I went through and my life for the past 3 years, 4 years. So it almost feels like this record almost feels like a rebirth for us, in the sense that it almost kind of feels like our first record, because we really threw everything we possibly had and could at it and into it. I'm just really excited for people to hear it. Like, I feel like it's the best thing we've ever made. It's pretty reckless, revamped 2.0.
Right, right. I love a record that, like you said, start to finish, because in this day and age, you get a lot of people that are just, you know, buying singles, and it's just not the same. It's not the same as having a record.
It's not the same, and that's why we wanted to put Death by Rock and Roll out first. It's the first song on the record, so it's like, okay, here's the first taste.
So Matt Cameron helped produce the album, and we know that Tom Morello also makes an appearance on the album. I was wondering if there was anyone else that you collaborated with, mostly because here at MMR, we love, love, love Back to the River, and that's a collaboration with Warren Haynes. So it seems like when you find the collaboration that clicks, it's just magic.
That's how I always look at collaborations, is like, you can't force a collaboration. It really has to come around organically. And with Matt, it's actually Matt and Kim Fale of Soundgarden are both on one of the songs. And that came about as, you know, we developed quite a friendship over the past few years, and I had this tune and I was like, guys, you this is asking for you guys to be on this. Like, are you in? And they said yes, and we flew to Seattle and recorded that at London Bridge Studios, which was awesome, just the history of that place. I mean, Pearl Jam 10, Soundgarden, Louder Than Love, so, like, just to really kind of get in that zone and be a part of that history, and then be a part of that history with the bands that made those records there. Like, it was a really amazing experience. Yeah, and Tom's on another track. It needed a solo that was screaming for Tom Morello, so I called him up and went, "Hey man, do you want to play on this?" And he said yes. And I can't wait for everyone to hear it. I don't want to spill the beans too much, because it's you got to listen to it. It's hard to talk about.
Well, it's pretty awesome that you can just pick up a phone too and say, "Hey, this song needs you." And these guys are like, "Oh, hell yeah."
It's not a bad position to be in, I'll tell you that.
Right.
I mean, to get to work with some of your idols like that is just, it's crazy.
Sure. How's quarantine treating you? I was thinking about this, and Sarah and I were discussing this earlier. Like, you've been working your butt off since you were a kid. It's like, is this
what's it like to just stop everything
right
for what seems like might be the first time in your life?
Well, Honestly, I feel like I've been basically quarantined for the past 3 years. We had a hard couple years, and I kind of went down and stepped out of the public eye to gather myself and make this album. So I was really looking forward to getting back out on the road with, you know, releasing the first single and getting back out on tour. Like, I was like back into society. And obviously this has put a damper on that. So I'm kind of used to the quarantine lifestyle. However, I'm extraordinarily sad that we can't play right now, because I just so badly want to get on stage and scream Death by Rock and Roll, you know?
Yeah, right. What do you think, in your opinion, because, you know, we get word every day about another concert or another tour canceled. Do you think you're going to have any long-lasting effect on the industry, on concerts and live shows?
Oh, man, I don't know. I mean, I certainly think that when it comes back, I'm sure it's going to be a little different. I'm sure there's going to be some, you know, sort of regulations that are different, or, you know, safety codes or whatever. But the one thing I do know is that rock and roll and music, live music, that can't go away. It simply can't. It's needed in the world, and I know that musicians will figure out a way to do it. So, like, I joined a band to play live. I can't not play, so we'll figure it out.
We were really excited to see you this fall, and unfortunately that's going to have to wait a little longer. I was wondering, since you are gearing up for the release of this album but can't really act on it yet, if you've thought about maybe creating a music video for Death by Rock and Roll. And I'm not talking like the acoustic performances that we see that are filmed on iPhones and the Instagram live streams, but I know that Weezer and Evanescence both created music videos while in quarantine. I was wondering if that's something that the band has thought about.
It is something that we're thinking about. It's a struggle right now, because I really want to make an epic visual to go along with the song, and that is obviously a little bit of a challenge right now. It's on hold at the moment. We're gonna kind of see where this goes, because, you know, no one knows right now, but we are going to make a video. It's about when and how, and, you know, how we can accomplish it and make something really great. But yes, that's like the main focus of what we're talking about now is how do we do this?
Well, I'm thinking out loud here, but if you decide, you get a feeling, you're like, you know what this video needs is Jackson from WMMR in Philadelphia. Let me call him and see.
Totally. Totally. It actually could be a cool video. Get a bunch of DJs and rock lovers just rocking out to the song. There's your video.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
You mentioned that you recorded the album in Seattle, right?
Not the whole album, just the one song with Matt and Kim.
But you're not from there, right? It seems like you have such a strong connection with that city and that scene.
I just love the music from that scene. I grew up, worshiping it. So I feel a part of it. But I felt the same way when I went to England for the first time and saw, you know, Abbey Road, where the Beatles walk on Abbey Road, and the factory or the building for Animals by Pink Floyd, and like drove past it, like being a part of that history and getting to work in the environment that all those great records were created is so cool. So yeah, we did the one song there, but the actual recording of the rest of the album was done at a studio in Maine called Halo Studios.
That's cool. That's cool. Is this summer your debut album turns 10?
I know, it's crazy, right? Time flies.
It's like, wow, that was 10 years ago?
I feel like yesterday, yet at the same time, it feels like 10 lifetimes ago. So it's insane. It's wild. I don't know how to say it other than that. I can't believe 10 years gone that fast.
You were still a teenager when that album came out. So when you look at it now, your relationship with that album has got to be a little different now than it was then.
I mean, yeah, of course. I mean, I still love that record. I think when I listen to any of our records, I immediately go back, you know, it's like a time capsule, because each album really is a moment or a period of my life put into an album. So when I listen to that record, it just brings back all the memories of where I was at in life and how we made it and where we were and all those experiences that came along with it. It's like a photograph. It just kind of jolts me back to that time.
Yeah, I always talk about how music has that incredible ability to take you to any given place and time in your past, and it's like you can smell the smells. It's like you're there all over again. So is somebody that's just a music fan, for it to be that vivid listening to, you know, any particular song that takes you back to any particular place. I would imagine that for the artist that actually wrote the song, that would be like tenfold.
I guess, maybe. I've never thought of it like that. Because I mean, I listen to tons of music, and I guess, yeah, I relate songs to the first times I heard them or certain experiences or whatever, and it does put you back into whatever mood you were in or, you know, whatever was going on in your life at that time. So, yeah, it certainly does. When I listen to those records, it's like going in a time capsule or a time machine.
I know you've been super busy preparing for this new album, but I have to know, have you had any time to watch Tiger King? And if so, what are your thoughts?
I actually did watch Tiger King because everyone I know called me and said, you have to watch this. It's insane.
Yeah.
And it was just that. It was insane. I didn't understand what I was watching. Like the first episode, I was calling Jamie, our drummer, going, because he told me to watch it. And I was like, dude, what is that? What's going on? What am I watching right now? And he's like, dude, just wait. It gets crazier and crazier, and you have no idea where this is going.
Right.
And he was right. He was right. That was an entertaining binge watch.
There are two things we have in common. We're all going to get through this together, and we've all now seen Tiger King, whether we like it or not.
Right.
Yeah. I've moved on to Ozark now. I'm in Ozark.
Oh, my God. What season are you on?
I just started season 3.
Oh, it's so good. I just finished season 3. Oh, it's so good. So good. You will not.
They better make a fourth season. I love Jason Bateman, and I think it's great.
I got to tell you, the way it ends, you're just like, well, they have to make a fourth season. There has to be one.
All right.
Yeah.
They better not leave me on a cliffhanger, and then that's it. I'm going to be real pissed.
Right.
I've invested time.
Well, I know who we can blame for the coronavirus. It's Carol Baskin. Right?
Yeah.
Well, Taylor, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us today. Like Sarah said, and we all kind of have the same feeling. We were so excited to see you guys coming up at the MMRBQ that got pushed to September, and now it's been canceled.
It's a bummer. I was really looking forward to it. I mean, we had some of the best touring lined up. I mean, the MMR and, you know, all the festivals in the States, and then it was like Foo Fighters and Guns N' Roses and Pearl Jam, and it's a real bummer, but I don't think any of it's really canceled. It's all just getting pushed. So it's just, it's like life just hit a giant pause button, and it's like, okay, I'm just learning to adapt and do stuff from home and figuring out how to adapt to this new world for the time being, but then we'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
Because it will pass. I mean, all storms pass. So we'll see where this lands, and we'll see where all the boats land at the end of this.
Yeah, very true. Very true. And we were looking forward to, talking to you at the show in sunnier days, because I don't know if you recall, but the last time we tried to chat was right after Chris had passed, and
I wasn't doing so well.
Yeah. Well, everybody
understandably
was,
so.
Yeah, it was. And I remember we were just like, yeah, let's not do this. This is not the time. We'll talk another time.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I just started to cry in every answer. And I was like, this is maybe not the best time. So thank you for being so understanding with that. And sunnier times. So now, of course, COVID. But sunnier times are on the horizon.
They've got to be, right? They've got to be.
Yeah.
They've got to be.
Well, there's the murder hornets.
No!
It's just one hit after the other. But I will tell you, I'm in Maine quarantined right now, and it is pretty amazing to see like all the wildlife that's out. It is so beautiful. Like they're just the animals and the trees and the air. It's thriving, and that's maybe the world needed a break for a minute to reset itself.
Sure. And Maine is a beautiful place. Are you like very far north in the state, or more down towards Portland?
More close to Portland, but a little more north. I'm actually on an island off the coast of Maine, so it's pretty remote. It's not a bad place to be quarantined since there's not really any people around anyway.
Yeah, awesome. Well, enjoy that, and we cannot wait to see you again. Thanks again for taking the time, and we'll get through it.
We'll get to it. It'll be bigger and better than ever when it all comes back.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you so much for the support and everything. And stay safe. And I hope you guys are doing well. And looking forward to the future.
Fantastic. You too. Can't wait to hear the album.
Yeah, me too.
I can't wait for you guys to hear it either.
All right, Taylor. Have a great day. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you so much, guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.